The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Well, it is definitely a day, and it is good to be with all of you good fine people on this Monday. You know, I don't even know what the date is, but I know it's in September, and I know that it's very nice out. 23rd today. You've got with you Jake, the other guy with the Sons of Liberty. This topic of the Second Amendment, boy, I'll tell you what, it does not get old. It never does. Why? Because it's always under attack. And why is that? Because it's a God-given right, and the enemy is always trying to do his best to get at your Creator. All the time. It always is, always has been, always will be, until the Lord, in that last day, finally destroys him and casts him into the pit of darkness. In the meantime, you and I have to get our weapons of warfare, which are not carnal. They're not guns. They're not swords, though we can utilize them. Boy, I almost took away from the point of the Second Amendment, didn't I? The point I'm trying to make is keep your warfare on. Listen, folks, if you don't have God on your side in this fight, I don't care how many guns you have. I don't care how much of a Bill of Rights you have. I don't care what your Constitution says. It does not matter. The conclusion of the whole matter is to fear God and to obey His commandments. That is where we win. That is where we win. And when we do win, we become vigilant, we become sober, we set out rules and regulations for our government system, i.e. the Constitution or the Bill of Rights. We'll do those things. Why? Because we are following what God has dictated, what God has directed. Last week we had a special guest on with Mr. Larry Pratt from Gun Owners of America. We had a good interview there. He was talking about the fact that why is it that we ignore the obvious? These are gun-free zones. Gun-free zones where these mass shootings happen. One of them was not. Was that a particular Democrat's, the gal down there in Arizona, Miss Gabby Gifford, was not a gun-free zone. Although, it seems to me, with the way that things have been voted on from that side of the aisle, if you will, that particular political party, they would have liked for it to be a gun-free zone, but it wouldn't have solved anything. It hasn't stopped anything. You know, America here, we have a constitution. It's important that everybody understands and knows what the constitution is. The constitution is not a document that just agrees with you because you're a quote-unquote, and I say this as a professing Christian. The constitution doesn't agree with you just because you're a professing Christian, you have an opinion. It doesn't agree with you just because you say you're American and you have an opinion. Listen, the constitution is what it is. It doesn't change based on your opinion. So it's best that you align yourself with it rather than trying to use it to align itself with you. Because, see, that's what most of the ungodly and the un-American, that's what all of the ungodly and the un-American prescriptions of statutes and statutory law, that's what they try to say. They try to say, well, the Constitution's on our side and this is how. No, what does the Constitution say? And let's determine whether we're on its side or not. Today on the show, we're going to have special guests, actually, Pastor Ernie Leitiger. Wow, that was funny. Flash from the past. Representative Ernie Leitiger. We're not going to have him on today. No, we're going to have Pastor Ernie Walters. He is a pastor, and he is spearheading Liberty Week out in Rockingham, North Carolina. So you're going to love to hear from him. He's going to give you the beat, what's going on down there, what's happening, how excited they are to have the Sons of Liberty come present these messages for a full week in Rockingham, North Carolina. Also, too, we're going to have on Dr. Tony Beam on the next segment with us. Dr. Tony Beam is the head of this TNG, him and Alex McFarland. Truth for a New Generation, it's the conference Bradley will be sharing at, along with the conference that he'll also be doing a drum clinic at and giving away a free drum set. All of these things can be found on Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. That's Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Don't forget the radio. Lots of Sons of Liberty, but there's only one radio, and that be us, folks. So if you're not on Facebook, you can also go to our website, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Listen live. Listen to the archives. There's a whole bunch of stuff going on, not only with the website, but Facebook is an easier way to keep interactions on a day-by-day basis. You may also listen to us through online. You can stream us online. You can also listen to the podcast. Just talked to a gentleman today, as a matter of fact. His name was Les, and he said that he listens to our show every day at 3 o'clock in the morning. So he feels like we're best friends, but in the evening time when he gets his work done. So a lot of folks listen on and off the hours. If you happen to catch this on a physical station, which we're on many AM/FM stations throughout the country, and you say to yourself, wow, I don't normally listen to the radio at this time, but I would love to listen to the show more often. You can get the podcast and find all of that, the archives there at sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Also, too, we encourage you, as we always do, become a son or daughter of liberty. It's a very simple process. You can do that by going online to the website there, clicking on the icon to the right-hand side, and that will give you all the details you need to know about becoming a son or daughter of liberty. How do I engage in this culture battle? How do I do more than just listening to the radio show? We're going to equip you and show you how. Bradley, the way I've put it for some years now is this. When was the last time you heard Onward Christian Soldier or the Battle Hymn of the Republic sung in church? The former, if you're old enough to remember, was a staple of the VBS for us kids. And that was given to us by Rawl. Now, this is him reading one of the columns that Bradley had done. This was actually 2 weeks ago, but he had sent this, and I thought it was important for people to understand. Listen, we're bringing back the old paths. We're walking on those paths. See, the new freeway systems have got us places really fast, really quick. Snap your fingers, you're there. The problem is you're in the wrong spot. Where have these new things brought us? God has been saying it's the supplication. It's him pleading with his heart's cry throughout the Old and New Testament, through his prophets, through his men of God, through the men of old. Come to the old paths. Go where it was good. The analogy used, biblically speaking, and we can see it in America, we were married at one time. We were a spouse to a virgin daughter. But then treachery was committed. Treachery committed not only by the country and national sins and national calamities is that repaying, God is saying, going back. Go back. It's important to understand these things, folks, and these principles. Again, Pastor Ernie Walters will be joining us at 3:30 to talk about Liberty Week. Dr. Tony Beam at 3:15 to speak to us about Truth for a New Generation, the new conference coming up. And I want to highlight a couple things on Facebook. Some of you all have been posting things, and it's been fantastic. You go to the recommendations, you can see we're getting 5 stars on every single one. You guys rock! Because you're not afraid of... Oh, come on, pull up. Because you're not afraid of doing God's work. Bravo, ladies and gents. Thank you for sharing your gifts with us, said Troy. Hey, Troy, God bless you, man. Thanks for making your voice known. And use that platform to let the rest of the world know. Jolynn said, inspiring. Jolynn Sherman, thank you, Jolynn. You guys rock because you're not afraid of man, said Brent Jones. It's refreshing in the age of crybaby postmodernists, both inside and outside the walls of the produced churches. My wife and I train and are deployed to disaster relief zones, and we go in the name of Christ. Brent, onward Christian soldier, brother. Jeff, thank you. I can't get to the rest of yours, but thank you for interacting on Facebook. We'll be right back with our guest, Dr. Tony Beam from North Greenville University in South Carolina, sponsoring the Truth for a New Generation conference, which we will be at this weekend. Join us, North Carolina, Charlotte.
Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties. And we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble, and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Oh. That's right. How's that for some intro music for our next guest, Mr. Dr. Tony Beam? Tony, great to have you with the Sons of Liberty. And I'm looking through your credentials here, and I'm thinking, man, this guy's loaded to the gills. He's got this degree, that degree. He's a doctor. He's been a pastor of all these other churches. And now he's teamed up with Alex McFarland for the Truth for a New Generation event in Charlotte, North Carolina, this weekend, Friday and Saturday. Good to have you with us, Tony.
It's my pleasure. My pleasure. And listen, all those degrees are kind of nice, but the best thing about any of it is it gives me the opportunity and opens the door for me to work with Alex McFarland. That's my real claim to fame. So
you had to do all of that just to work with Alex?
That's what. Listen, he checked my background, man. He wouldn't even let me in the door if I didn't have a credential. So
now, if I understand the rules correctly, now you're working at the Greenville University there, and actually
right.
Alex works for you, correct? Is that how it works?
We're colleagues. I like to look at it that way. I'm vice president for student services and Christian worldview, so I kind of have the title. But what mm-hmm. that means is it gives us the opportunity. Alex is the director of the Center for Apologetics and Christian Worldview. So technically, yep. I guess in the pecking order, that's the way it works. But we're colleagues, and we're excited about this weekend. I mean, we are pumped. I couldn't be more excited. And the main reason is because the program that Alex has been able to pull together, that we've worked together on this year, is just unbelievable. The people that are coming, the opportunities people are going to have, the national briefing on religious freedom, the concerts on Friday night, the speakers, the breakout sessions, Bradley Dean. I mean, we've got it all.
You know, a couple of things that you've covered here right now, Dr. Tony, and I had the opportunity of meeting you in Arizona, and that's kind of how this whole thing came to being, that, you know, Bradley had shared at a particular conference, and then
right.
next thing I know, we're talking with Alex about how we're going to reach this next generation. Alex has been out on the, you know, pounding that pavement for a long time, been very successful. You, obviously, as a vice president at a university, you know about young people. And we thought the two dynamics should come together. And what he's speaking of, folks, is the Truth for New Generation conference that is this weekend. It's in Charlotte, North Carolina. If you don't have tickets, I encourage you to get tickets. It will be, Bradley will be speaking there. He's actually sharing at 9 a.m. on Saturday how to impact your school and culture. At 12 p.m. he's going to be doing a drum seminar. From what I understand, that has never been done there. Is that correct, Dr. Tony?
That's correct. This is the first time that the drum seminar is going to be certainly at this location with the Truth for New Generation conference. And there's already a lot of buzz about it.
That's right, and I think it's important. Bradley's actually giving away a drum set as well, but I think it's important to understand that, parents, you don't want your kids learning how to play drums from some satanic sex, drugs, rock and roll wild guy out there. You want them learning it from a Christian, a man of God, a preacher who walks the walk with his talk. So if you have kids, or you're in a youth group, or you're a youth leader, you want to bring your students to this particular conference, because not only are they going to learn a lot of great things and have a lot of great speakers, which Dr. Tony, you can share in a minute, but they're going to get these messages, and also, too, there's going to be an opportunity for them to get their music aggression out, which I think is important, because most kids nowadays love music, and I mean that. It becomes their life. The average youth listens to between 6 and 8 hours of music per day. FYI, that's 7 days a week. That's more time than they spend in school, easily, hands down. Bradley's also going to be speaking how to impact your school and culture at 2:30 to 3:15. So that whole day, Saturday, you'll be able to see Bradley. And who else is going to be there, Dr. Tony, besides yourself and Mr. Alex McFarlane?
Well, we're looking forward to welcoming Lee Strobel, Eric Metaxas, Dan Kimball, Josh McDowell, Sean McDowell, Mark Middleberg, Erwin Lutzer, Mike Lacona, Elmer Towns, Gary Habermas. And, of course, Tony Perkins is going to be speaking at the VIP lunch. We've got a concert on Friday night with Plum, Mike's Chair, and Josh Wilson. And Josh McDowell is bringing a 72-foot-long scroll, a calfskin scroll, which is the first five books of the Old Testament, the Torah, and it's approximately 1,400 years old. This is going to be the first time ever that it's going to be viewed in public, and he's going to use it when he makes his presentation on Saturday morning. Right after Bradley Dean, I believe, he's going to be speaking Saturday morning at 10, and he's going to be talking about the truthfulness and the dependability of the Word of God. And as he speaks about it, he's going to be referencing this old copy of the Torah, one of the oldest copies known to exist, and it's in Josh McDowell's possession.
Wow. Amen. It's going to be there again. It's at Northside Baptist Church in Charlotte, North Carolina. The 27th and 28th, that's obviously this Friday and Saturday, and
right.
Joining us is going to be all of these great speakers. I want to speak to the Christian worldview for a moment. Many people are not prepared to engage in the dialogue in their community, in society, with their friends, at their school. They're Christians, but unfortunately, they go to a university, they get their butts handed to them on the debate. And when I say there is no debate with truth, okay, I'm not trying to say that. But they get their butts handed to them because they have no idea why they're even a Christian. That's the
right.
Importance, again, of knowing your worldview. Bradley's been on your radio program as well, Dr. Beam.
Right.
Can you kind of explain for our listeners why it would be important to come to a conference like this and really engage in this battle over worldview?
Well, for one reason, this is the atheists that are out there today, the humanists. They're not your mom and dad's atheists. They're not people who are just content with sitting back and not believing. They're actually trying to spread atheism. They've become aggressive. They are coming against Christianity. And the Bible tells us clearly. Peter said that we're supposed to be ready to make a defense, to be able to share the truth and the reason for the hope that is in us. And so really apologetics, sharing our Christian worldview, being able to demonstrate that our faith is backed up by the fact is an element of evangelism, because people want to know, why do we believe what we believe? Yeah, they get it. They get it. We're Christians. You're right. We're Christians, and we can talk about our faith and talk about what we believe about Jesus, and we should and we must. But then we need to be able to back it up with the facts of our faith that match our faith in a world that is attacking Christianity. It's very important we can do that.
You know, so many people say, well, that's good for you, Dr. Tony. That's good for you, Bradley Dean. Good for you, Jake, the other guy. You know, you guys are great, but, you know, I just don't feel called. And I want to read a quote from William Booth, because this goes right in line with what you're saying. Not called, did you say? Not heard the call, I think you should say. Put your ear down to the Bible and hear him bid you to go and pull sinners out of the fire of sin. Put your ear down to the burdened, agonized heart of humanity and listen to its pitiful wail for help. Go stand by the gates of hell and hear the damned entreat you to go to their father's house and bid their brothers and sisters and servants and masters not to come here. Then look Christ in the face, whose mercy you have professed to obey, and tell him whether you will join heart and soul and body and circumstances in the march to publish his mercy to the world. That's where it starts, folks, but it can't end there. We've got to equip ourselves. There's a lot of smart folks out there. Now, intellect is not how we win Christ. We win Christ because of what Christ has done for us. Dr. Tony, these speakers are going to be exalting the name of Christ and understanding that, listen, Christ does come and he will blow away the intellect of the world. Amen?
Amen. Absolutely. It is the power of the Holy Spirit that works within us. But you know, as the Holy Spirit works within us, we need the framework. We need the peg in our mind that the Holy Spirit can quicken and help us to use in situations that are when it's appropriate for us to defend our faith with evangelism with the purpose of glorifying Christ and winning the lost to Christ in mind, always.
You know, speak to that. That is great because you see Christ doing that. Christ didn't, when he was questioned by the Pharisees, and we got about 2 minutes here, but I want to hit this point because this is important with apologetics. A lot of people misunderstand it. They think, well, it's just all intellect. No. When Christ was confronted with an argument, if you will, I mean, what a joke. We got people trying to confront the creator of the world. But anyhow, they did. And so when Christ was confronted, well, Lord, this particular woman died after having 7 husbands. They all die, blah, blah, blah. Where is he going? Did Christ say, well, let me pray and the Spirit of God will convict you and you'll understand? He didn't do that. He gave the argument right back, put it on their lap. Well, what do you think, Christ? Should we give to Caesar taxes? Christ whacked him right back with it. Every single argument he was able to give an answer and give an account, as was Paul. That's the fruit of apologetics, isn't it, Doctor?
Absolutely it is. Jesus also said in the Sermon on the Mount, you are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. And the only way the light cannot be seen is if that light is hidden under a bushel. Part of the way that we hide the light is that we don't understand it. We don't have full understanding of what God has revealed to us. We need to have that understanding so that then we can reveal it to a lost world. Apologetics is more than defending the faith. It's sharing the faith in a compelling way that builds a bridge from our heart to a lost person so that Jesus can walk across. That's what it is.
Amen. Thank you, Dr. Tony Beam, our guest today. Truth for a New Generation. You will see him there. You will see Bradley. It is going to be in Charlotte, North Carolina, Northside Baptist Church, right on Jeremiah Boulevard there. You're going to have 2 days of just good stuff. So be encouraged, folks. These conferences are happening for one purpose, and that is this. We go to where the coals are, we light ourselves a blaze of fire, and we go out into the world and we win the world. I want to leave everybody with one final quote here, and this is taken from our first Chief Justice of the United States Supreme Court, John Jay. In forming and settling my belief relative to the doctrines of Christianity, I adopt no articles from creeds, but such as, on careful examination, I found to be confirmed by the Bible. There we go, folks. We'll see you this weekend in Charlotte.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained a leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Right, we're doing live radio today. I totally forgot. I was getting into this song right now. It actually reminded me of I was in Maryland over the weekend. Any of you taking the Constitution course got a chance to see the webcast, what we're doing out there in Maryland, Pasadena, Maryland. And that song happened to be my Burning the Midnight Oil song. So I really dug that song, and I was going back to the vibrations that it brought me to. But I digress. We need to do some topic talking here and discussing, because if we don't discuss the issues, we're not going to know how to deal with the issues, and we want to do. So it's about dealing and doing. And with us, our next guest is Pastor Ernie Walters. And the reason we brought Pastor Ernie on is because there was many pastors during the foundation of our country, and these men were radical. There's just no other way to say it. What does radical mean? Well, I'll tell you what radical means. Dr. Peter Muhlenberg, well, actually, I don't know if he's a doctor. I didn't mean to say that. Pastor Peter Muhlenberg actually came into his church service, and he preached a sermon on Ecclesiastes. You know, there's a time for this, time for that, and he goes through all the details. And then finally he said there's a time for peace, there's a time for war, and, or no, he said there's a time for peace, and that time has subsided. That time is gone. We must stand up and defend our religious liberties now as the church universal in this country. He takes off his clerical gown to show his uniform, his military militia uniform. He goes to the back of his church and he signs up his congregation members to stand guard over the sheep. Not when the wolves come, they flee the other way, and then they devour their sheep. Or they make a deal with the wolf and say, hey, I've got 20 sheep. You can come take their wool, or you can take this one or that one. That's what's going on in a lot of ways in this day and age. But this particular pastor, Ernie Walters, is not doing that. As a matter of fact, he's invited the Sons of Liberty out to, when I say revival, I'm saying for the right reasons. Are we dead? Yes. We're spiritually, economically. There's a lot of death going through America right now, and that's the time where God shows up and appears on the scene and creates something out of nothing, or creates life out of death. It's the only time that he does it. Pastor Ernie, thank you so much for joining us on the show today. How is Rockingham, North Carolina today?
Everything is wonderful here at The Rock, Jay. Good to hear from you again. This is God's country down here, and everything is just wonderful.
So are you saying in Minnesota we're not in...
Through eyes, that is. I mean, God's plans are there in the works. It may not be quite evident to the natural eye, but God is at work here. So everything from his perspective is wonderful, man.
Are you saying that God's country is in North Carolina and not in Minnesota? Is that what you just said?
No, don't put words in my mouth. I'm sure.
Well, you know,
I'm
figure
sure
so many people
are home there in Minnesota, but he spends majority of his time right here. He doesn't stick around during the winter.
Yeah, he doesn't stick around during the winter. That's why. So, okay. Well, I just thought I'd put words in your mouth because I'm so used to people doing it to me. I thought it'd be fun to do it to somebody else. Okay, let's talk about this. Liberty Week is coming up. Not this week, folks. Well, it starts... Well, I guess Sunday is technically the first day of the week. Starts Sunday. Can you kind of give a little bit of a layout as to how this concept came to pass and how you have been praying for your area, and I was just really touched by the message, and I believe it's completely divine that we are connecting with you for that week. Liberty Week, not this week, folks, but next week in Rockingham, North Carolina. Go ahead and give us from a start to finish. How did we get here?
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, especially about the prayer. See, this is something that's been on my heart for years. I'm from this area originally. I moved away, stayed away for about 18 years, but, you know, this was always home, and I had the opportunity to come back about 8 years ago. And since then, I have prayed diligently for just a move of God to work throughout our county, our home, and not a series of services, you know, that people typically call revival services. That's not what we're after, and Liberty Week is not about that either. It's not the event itself. It's just a manifestation of a move of God. And I have asked the Lord time and again, and I'll continue to do that, to pour himself out here in such a way that we can see evident change. I'm begging the Lord to save everybody in our county. I know that sounds like a, you know, some sort of Pollyanna statement, but, you know, there's nothing that's impossible with the Lord. And we're in a county that desperately needs his touch. So I've asked him to reach down and reach people that everyone else has turned a blind eye to. And without going into a lot more detail on that, how Liberty Week factors in it, I think that's a stage in God's answer. I believe that he worked out our paths crossing this past June. We're really glad to have you here those couple of days that you were here in June. And it whet our appetite. And I was really glad to hear you making mention of the time earlier. I believe we live in a very unique time. You know, in Acts chapter 17, Paul is preaching there on Mars Hill, and he's describing the one true God, the one that those men gathered there were giving some lip service to, the unknown God. He's describing them to him. And one of the aspects that he says about God is that he has appointed our times and the places of our habitation. That means that God has handpicked us. He has personally chosen us to live in this specific moment. In the whole panorama of history, he's chosen these moments for us to be alive. And he's chosen this place for us to inhabit. Now, he did that out of his sovereignty, out of his wisdom, knowing full well the obstacles we're going to face, the opposition we're going to face, the hostility we're going to face. Yeah, he picked us to be his ambassadors, his representatives. And I take that very seriously. And I feel like he's made an impression on me and a great many others. And I think he is moving towards answering these prayers. Now is the moment. You know, I'm really inspired by a passage of scripture from 2 Chronicles that describes the sons of Issachar as recognizing the times and knowing what Israel should do. And I think the Lord is beginning to open the eyes of people to recognize the times that we live in and to enlighten us to what we should do. We've been silent for way alone. And Liberty Week is coming up, and trying to lead up to that. That's going to start on September 29th here in North Carolina, here in Richmond County. And it's going to last 5 days, at least the week itself. The effects, I hope, are going to last from now on. But that's going to be more of a blitzkrieg of preaching, teaching, educating, motivating, and stirring up the heart of the church here, trying to pull back the veil, trying to show sin for what it is, trying to enlighten people to how we have just gradually slid into this malaise, this dark place where we are. And there's a way out. There's a light that will shine. And I think you guys, myself included, I'd like to believe that, are going to be the light bearers, torch bearers. Go ahead.
You bring up a very great, valid point, and I want to bring that to light. Liberty Week is. It's going to be a week, three cities, three different messages. We're going to be in Laurinburg, we're going to be in Ellerbe, and we're going to be in Rockingham. That's all in the same county, or at least the same area.
Well, Laurinburg,
there's going to be a number of
neighboring county.
Okay, a little different, but they're neighboring. And I've been to
that's
these
right.
cities, folks, and everything that Ernie is saying is right on the money. But, you know, it goes beyond. We're going to be meeting in different churches and things like that. There's no doubt those will be our evening services. But we're going to be in a college there. Speaking a number of times, I think six different times. We're going to be at a high school there speaking as well. Then there's different civic groups that we're going to be partaking in. And then the conclusion of this evening is right smack dab in the middle of town, Rockingham, at the Winn-Dixie. This will be Thursday. Now, Thursday night at 7 p.m., Bradley's going to be speaking. Throughout the week, it'll be different speakers, including yourself, because you have a very relevant message to speak, Ernie. And Stephanie Joy will also be speaking. She'll be doing her virtue seminars, where she's speaking to young ladies about Proverbs 31 and abstinence and the importance of dating, relationships, etc. Then I'll be sharing on the influence of music, called Under the Influence. We've talked about it at great length on this show. We're talking about pop culture. How is our culture going to be changed and affected? We need to preach the gospel. We also need to preach it specific to different things going on in our culture, no different than Paul did. We're also going to be talking about Christianity and the Constitution, and Pastor Ernie's going to be talking about the importance of duty as a pastor, as a clergy person, as a professional, as a civic leader. Your duty. You were called. You were made for this hour, as he just got done saying, and you will answer for the call. Now the question is, will you answer the call? That's entirely on you. And the providence of God. So, folks, it'll be three cities, three different messages. The dates on this, we're going to start on Sunday, September 29th, right after the Truth for New Generation conference. Bradley's going to be coming right off that with the major apologetics leaders in our country. He'll be speaking there at that conference, then shifting over to this Liberty Week, starting on September 29th, Sunday, 10:30 a.m. He's going to be speaking at Outreach for Jesus, actually, in Hamlet. And that will bring us all the way to October 4th. Now, we've got 2 minutes. I want you to give any last-minute details or understandings. There's a Facebook page, correct, or any promote the event. Go ahead.
Thanks for that. There is a change, and you just mentioned it. The final night is actually going to be on October 3rd. That's Thursday at 7 o'clock. You said Winn-Dixie. It's going to be outside in the parking lot. It's a change of venue. And we have really flooded Facebook, a lot of shares, a lot of things like that, with the flyer that's already been put out, printed, distributed. But that flyer is indicating that the last night is going to be at Raiders Stadium. That venue has been changed. That's a very recent change. This is a more optimal place to meet at Winn-Dixie parking lot. It's going to be outdoors. Passers by, anyone who sees the lights here, hears the words, welcome to come by, drop in, hear what's going on. But this is a crucial moment. It's a crucial hour in our county, our neighboring county, and our region's history, in my opinion. This is our modern-day revival. You know, a lot Amen. Of people like to look back to the old days, back in the old days, when revival would go on for weeks on end. Well, I haven't seen that in my lifetime, but here is the 21st century version of a revival, and I'm so looking forward to that. I look forward to everyone coming out, whether you're curious, whether you're caught up in it, whether you're just scratching the head. You know, there's some people who say there's people who make things happen, some people watch things happen, there's people who wonder what happened. Well, everyone's invited to this. And
don't wonder what happened, folks. Give the Facebook page Ernie, and then we are on a hard break.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
The main thing that I like about Sons of Liberty Radio is it changes a paradigm from being fearful Christians to being Christians who go out into society and actually try to make a difference. A lot of times people have the outlook that everything's going downhill and all we can do is wait for the coming of Christ. But Sons of Liberty was one that addresses the issues that are going on and takes them as a paradigm of hope.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
With the well-known shortage of availability in guns and ammo, the question is, will food and preparedness items be next? Now, at ProStoresDirect.com, buy a 32-serving bug-out bucket, and you'll get a prime assortment of Mountain House survival food entrees, including favorites like chili mac with beef and spaghetti and meat sauce, all made with real USDA meat. That's enough food for one adult for a full week, all for just $75.99 with free shipping, delivered in a handy resealable bucket that'll store for up to 25 years. Pro Stores Direct has a huge selection of family-sized food units too, right up to military-grade number 10 cans. And we'll give you great deals on new military first aid and surgical kits, portable water filters, heirloom seeds, and all your bug-out gear, always with free shipping to the lower 48. Be ready for any challenge with food security for your family at ProStoresDirect.com. ProStoresDirect.com, your first stop for preparedness and survival gear, and proud sponsor of the free media. Let Emergency Essentials help you prepare with our Mountain House Super Sale. Right now, get 40% off every can. Mountain House freeze-dried food is the premier solution for your long-term storage. Delicious flavors, easy preparation, and scientifically proven shelf life of 25-plus years. This month only, save 40% on more than 20 Mountain House varieties. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or click BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, folks. Boy, it was good to have a pastor speaking the way that he spoke. Now, many people need to understand, okay, there is, pastor is in the Bible, there's no doubt about it. And hey, listen, pastors aren't these little passive pants. Look, Christ is the great shepherd. The word pastor, literally translated, is shepherd. Okay, David was a pastor. Christ was a pastor. All of these men that we study about, Moses, a pastor. Jacob, a pastor. How do we know that? Because they were shepherds. The shepherds weren't wusses. They were actually probably the strongest men. They protected the sheep. If a lion came, they didn't say, "Oh, but I'm only a pastor. I'm not called to deal with that." No, I am a pastor. I am called to deal with that, and I'm going to deal with it. But to hear somebody like that, but then we get into the apostolic and the prophet, and we need to understand who is called to lead the church, who's filled with that vision. Pastors are definitely a main stake in that, but you see a lot of pastors, I'm not going to say masquerading as pastors, but the image is that they're a pastor when they're really an apostle, or they may be a prophet or prophetic, or they may be a teacher. So anyways, that's a different topic, different show, but I just wanted to lay that out. Here, Pastor Ernie Walters, when he gets on the air, he's talking about, number one, I started by praying for my community. Okay, and this is what we all need to understand as Christians. Perseverance. In your patience, possess your souls. Patience, translated, long-suffering, perseverance. There's one word in the Greek, but there's many words in our language, in our English language, that can summarize what it really means. But long-suffering, when you hear patience, perseverance. Okay, so he starts by praying for his community, which is where we need to start. We start by prayer. We don't stop there. We don't stay there. As a matter of fact, that can become a cop-out. We move from that realm into engagement, into action, into works, because faith without works is dead, the book of James says. What does that mean? Okay, you can't make faith dead by not doing works. If there really is faith there, there will be works there. That's how you'll be able to distinguish and identify if it truly is faith. You can't kill faith. If faith exists, there will be works. So if we go from the realm of prayer to works, we're proving our faith. If we don't have faith, we're not going to pray. When faith is praying, it's going to result in action. Ernie is doing that. He's bringing action to the city, to his city, to his county, right there in Rockingham in North Carolina. Liberty Week is going to be 5 full days. We're going to be speaking in a number of different places. There's an event page on Facebook. I'm on it right now. You can go to Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook to see that. I just liked it, and I shared it. It gives the schedule of where we're going to be. We're going to be generally in 5 places per day. 5 places, whether it's a high school, it may be a college, it may be a civic group, it may be a church, it may be a Baptist church, it may be a Methodist church, it may be a Pentecostal church. Because this isn't about one denomination either. This is transcending everything. The dates are September 29th. All the way through the 3rd on Thursday, which Pastor Ernie just brought up. We're going to be at the Winn-Dixie that evening. We're going to do the football field, but that has changed now to the Winn-Dixie. Big, old, open parking lot right in the middle of town. People cruising the drag back and forth are going to see the big blazing lights, and they're going to hear the PA. And this speaking, the football field was kind of in the middle of nowhere. But right now, you're going to be in town. Right across the street is the Sonic. I think Arby's is there. There's all these places. They're going to hear the preaching the whole night. It's a beautiful thing. And we want you to be a part of it. And I encourage you to be a part of it. Matter of fact, Judy just liked that page. So go there, like it. Click on it. Tell us you're coming. Let us know you're praying for that event. But let us know you're going to bring somebody that needs to hear the message. Because that's the important part. That's what we're supposed to do. Sheep beget sheep. So we've got to bring them and convert them. By the Spirit of God. And I'll tell you what, I've noticed through the works, you know, Jacob, this is a great analogy. My name is Jacob, by the way. And I understand this because I like to work. Sometimes we can forget Christ in our works. That's a very easy thing to do. You know, when Paul talks about in the book of Ephesians, the lusts of the mind, those intellectual lusts, those desires, oh, this is great, I love it. I'm putting the dots together, it's feeling really good. There needs to be the flow of the Holy Ghost through it. But I look at this, and I'm going to take this, that was the negative, I'm going to take this for the positive. Jacob, himself, when he was working to increase the wealth for his family, his household, he was a patriot, our God had promised him, so he was getting his household ready to receive that promise. He was having babies, he was training those babies, he was working them, he had to train Joseph. How do you think Joseph got so smart? He was anointed by God, number one, his father identified it, and then his father trained him. Oh, it's all in there, folks. He trained him. So there was his works. So as he's working, and I'm speaking to Laban, God, the blessing of God was already on Jacob. So Jacob did a lot of things in works. Jacob did not say, well, you know, for instance, he raised cattle, he raised sheep, he increased his wealth, he increased his tents, he increased his education and his learning to his children. He did all of those things. One time he even peeled pieces of bark off of wood and put it in the eating troughs in where they would water, thinking that somehow that would then make the sheep and the goats, if you know the passage, you know what I'm talking about, speckled or striped. Now, I don't think that had anything to do with it. But the point is Jacob was doing it, and God was using the engagement of that heart, his action, he was using those feet that were moving to bless. Jacob didn't lay down on that rock and stay laying in Bethel and say, well, you know, I fell asleep here. God told me he's going to bless me, so I'm just going to stay laying down. I mean, this rock is pretty comfortable underneath my head, and well, that's just what I'm going to do. No, he engaged a lifelong process of working. Working, working. So, folks, work. Work to bring your neighbors. Work to bring those that you know need the message. If you're too scared to talk to them, listen, I understand fear of man is a snare, okay? The Bible wouldn't have written that if it wasn't. I am exhorting you, though it is a snare to you, though it is difficult, that's the sign that you need to do it. You got to break through barriers. You got to break through walls. That's what Christianity is all about. Wow, that's uncomfortable. I'll bet you need to do it then. We've got videos that we share every day on Facebook, and they're out there with the columns. Share a video with your neighbor. Share some of the commentary. Give some of that understanding. It doesn't even have to come from you. But it's important that we're reaching out, always reaching out. What did Charles Spurgeon say? If men are going to hell, then let them go over our bodies, holding on to them, crying. Let our tears be hitting their feet. I'm paraphrasing this. But let us not allow them to go to hell, skipping and dancing and prancing without any resistance from us at all. For God so loved the world, that word world denotes who? Fallen creation. That he gave his only begotten son. There's the crucifixion. And as I said before in the beginning of this radio program, when I was giving quotes, what did William Booth say? The question isn't, have I heard the call of God? It's, am I listening to hear his call? Put your ear down on the Bible. Listen to what it says. Listen to the pleas. Put your ear to the Bible and hear him bid you go and pull sinners out of the fire of sin. Put your ear down to the burden, agonized hearts of humanity, and listen to its pitiful wail for help. Folks, what about our youth in schools that are crying out for help? They're in schools daily, being indoctrinated with everything that's contrary. Not everything. I'm not going to sensationalize this. But a lot of things that are contrary. Listen, the point is if you're going to throw God out of an instructive environment, education, as Martin Luther said, that will soon be the gates of hell. I would not advise any man to go where God and the scriptures are not eminently set forth and have the preeminence. I know in my school, in my kids' school, Christ has the preeminence. Go stand by the gates of hell and hear the damned entreat you to go to their father's house and bid their brothers and sisters and servants and masters not to come there. Then look Christ in the face, whose mercy you have professed to obey, and tell him whether you will join heart and soul and body and circumstance in the march to publish his mercy to the world. I can guarantee you, read William Booth's life. He floors me. I'm a little kid in diapers. I have not even come close to compare to what this man was able to accomplish by the Spirit of Christ. I should say, what was accomplished through this man by the Spirit of Christ, more perfectly. The world is at war. Spurgeon said there is a war between the world and God's law. The Ten Commandments are against maybe you listening. The first comes forward and says, let him be cursed, for he denies me. He has another God beside me. His God is his belly, and he yields his homage to that lust. All the Ten Commandments, like 10 great canons, are pointed at you today, for you have broken all of God's statutes and live in daily neglect of his commands. Soul, thou wilt find it a hard thing to go to war with the law. When the law came in peace, Sinai was altogether a smoke. And even Moses said, I exceeding fear and quake. What will you do when the law of God comes in terror? When the trumpet of the archangel shall tear you from your grave? When the eyes of God shall burn their way into your soul? When the great books shall be opened and all your sins and shames shall be punished? Can you stand against the angry law of God? Christ has made atonement, folks. Bring men to Christ. We'll be with you tomorrow.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LeCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LeCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LeCig a long time ago. LeCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LeCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.